Hi, I'm Lisa Salinger, and I'm very pleased to be here today to tell you about an update for the free iBlink Radio app. As you've probably heard, we have released updates for Android, Kindle Fire, and for the Apple mobile devices, or iOS devices. This is what I'm going to be demonstrating to you today. So if you have an iPhone, an iPod Touch, or an iPad, this update is for you. This will not be a complete and thorough walkthrough of all the features in iBlink Radio. This is because we have already done some training on them and encourage you to check that out in SAMNet. Primarily, what we're going to do is take a look at what is new. And we think it's very exciting, and we hope you will as well. The iBlink Radio app, as I said, is a free app. You can use it just as it is for hours of enjoyment and access to things like radio stations, podcasts, other audio, if one is in your area, radio reading service, all kinds of things. However, you can extend your enjoyment of the app if you have a SAMNet subscription. SAMNet stands for System Access Mobile Network, and you can do many of the things on the iBlink Radio app that you can do on SAMNet. You can have access to forums, as well as other informational sources and a wide variety of all kinds of audio content. If you would like more information about SAMNet and you would like to start a free 14-day trial, please feel free to email or contact Serotech by phone. Let's take a look now at the app. We are now on the iBlink homepage. And let me show you a little bit about what's there. I'm starting in the upper left-hand corner. And for our purposes at the moment, I'm just flicking right.
Now playing. Button. Connect to SAMNet. Listen to Serotech Podcast 204, 34 Benjamins. Submit an iReport.
As you can tell, the information at the top of the screen is fairly standard and should be familiar to you as it has not changed. Let me show you, however, something that is different, and that is if you touch near the bottom of the screen, specifically in the bottom right-hand corner.
Downloads, downloads, button.
There is a downloads button, and this is new. And any content that you download shows up here. Let's double tap.
Oh, you have not yet downloaded any content.
And it tells me that I haven't downloaded any content.
Okay, button. iBlink Radio, downloads, button.
If I had, it would appear there, and I could double tap it to play the content immediately. This is, we think, very exciting. This allows you to download any audio content that you would like for listening offline. This means that if you are traveling or you are away from your home wireless network, you can listen to content that you have already downloaded and not use your data plan. The only exception to this, of course, is community radio and all the stations that we have there, as well as any other streaming content. Because it is streaming, of course, it cannot be downloaded.
Presets, button, about, local content.
So as you can tell, everything on this main screen is pretty much the same. We didn't go through everything in the middle, but take my word for it, it really is the same. Let's look at a podcast.
iBlink Radio, heading. Now playing, button. Connect to SAMNet. Listen to Serotech Podcast 204, 34 Benjamins.
Here is Serotech Podcast 204, and I'm going to double tap on that.
Listen to Serotech Podcast 204, 34 Benjamins. Back button.
And I have a few options here.
Listen to Serotech Podcast 204, 34 Benjamins, heading. Show notes, link.
Double tapping this will take you to the available show notes.
Play, button.
Here, I can play the podcast just as I always have.
Download, button.
And here is the link that I would use to download. And that's all there is on this screen. I'm going to double tap to start the download.
Downloading. Listen to Cero Talk Podcast 204, 34 Benjamins. Cancel. Button.
And the podcast will download. And when it is done, it will tell me. And then it will appear in my downloads area. We'll show you one other thing that happens when the podcast is downloaded, and that is that you will have the option to remove it from your device. It is important to remember to remove items from your device from time to time. Here's why. First of all, many of them have space restrictions. So if you've finished listening to something, it makes sense to get it off your device to make room for new content. Podcasts and similar things like that are considered unprotected content, and you can download an unlimited number of these items. The only limit, of course, being how many your device will hold.
Alert. The download has finished.
Okay, and our download is finished.
Close button.
And I'm going to double tap close.
iBlink Radio, heading.
Much of the content on SAMNet is considered protected content. And in that case, you may download 12 pieces of protected content. And this number is across all devices. Let's say, for example, that you have a supported book reader like the BookSense, Victor Reader Stream, PlexTalk Pocket, or BookPort Plus, and you have downloaded 3 items of protected content to that. Then maybe you have an iPhone, an iPad, and an Android device. If you download 3 items to each one of those, then you are at your limit for protected content, at least for the moment. You can get back under your limit and make more room for protected content by removing the items from your device. With any mobile device, there is an item right in the content that is playing that will say delete from device. If you are storing protected content on a supported book player, you'll want to remove that information by way of the sync list from SAMNet on your computer. I'm going to go back into downloads now.
Downloads button. Downloads back button. Downloads heading. Now playing button. Listen to Cero Talk Podcast 204, 34 Benjamins.
If I double tap on this item, I will be at the same place I would have been if I double tapped on it from the main screen.
Listen to Cero Talk Podcast 204, 34 Benjamins,
and do not represent Cero Tech Corporation, its staff, management, board of directors, or third-party resellers.
And I have done a 2-finger double tap to pause playback, which is a standard iOS command, and you can do that with any audio that you have. Now that I have paused it, I can look at what is on my screen.
Listen to Cero Talk Podcast 204, 34 Benjamins, heading. Delete from device, button.
And here is the option to delete from my device.
Show notes, link, back button. Downloads, back button.
There is another way to do this that is possibly a little bit easier. We wanted to make it easy for you to delete an item from your device from wherever you happen to be at the time. I'm now in the downloads area, and when I'm on the name of the item I wish to delete, I can flick up or flick down with one finger.
Downloads, heading, now playing, button. Listen to Cero Talk Podcast 204, 34 Benjamins. Delete. Activate item, default action. Delete.
And I'm just flicking with one finger up or down, and double tapping on delete will of course delete the item.
Activate item, default action.
And double tapping on the activate item, which is the default action, will start it playing. I'm going to back out of this now and connect to SAMNet.
Back button. iBlink Radio. Heading. Now playing. Connect to SamNet. SamNet Home. Back. Back button. SamNet Home. Heading. Now playing. Button. Listen to live coverage of ACB 2014 as streaming schedule permits, courtesy of ACB Radio.
I could double tap this item to listen to the current convention coverage. As with the main screen, this screen is virtually unchanged, but there are a few small changes, so let's check them out.
Downloads button.
If you touch in the lower right-hand corner of the screen again, you will find the downloads link. Pressing enter here will take you to the same place where we just were, and I should tell you also that when you have content downloaded, whether it is protected or unprotected, it will all be in the downloads area.
Presets button. Log out.
Many people were unaware that you have the ability to log out of iBlink Radio. This was added some time ago and is very helpful. Maybe your information has changed and you need to log out and log back in. Or maybe the app is behaving in an unexpected way. We don't see this too often, but sometimes having the ability to log out and log back in is easier than uninstalling and reinstalling the app. Let's take a look at some protected content. There are, of course, a few ways to do this. Near the top of the screen, there is a search button, and you could either type or use dictation to enter the term that you wanted to search for. Just remember that if you don't get results, especially if you're using dictation, you'll want to make sure that your words are spelled correctly. For example, I'm going to be looking for a piece called Four More Feet. Dictation could either spell it F-O-R, it could use the number four, or it could spell it F-O-U-R, which in this case is what I'm looking for. However, we're not going to search for this particular piece. We're going to browse for it because I want to show you how that works.
Personal website. Back. Back button. My bookmarks. My newspaper. Notes. Media library. SamNet community. Users forum. Information. Entertainment. Doku Scan Plus. Entertainment. Entertainment. Back. Back button. Entertainment updates. Describe video programming. Describe video programming. Back. Back button.
I'm in the described video programming section. I have used a combination of flicking and just exploring the screen with my finger.
Search. Television. Search. Television programs and documentaries. Television programs and documentaries. Page 1 of 5. Back. Back button.
Obviously, I have double tapped on television programs and documentaries, and it lets me know that I am on page 1 of 5. If you have used SamNet on the computer, you'll know that each category is divided into pages of 100 items for faster loading. On mobile devices, where things can load more slowly, we have decreased that number, so each page has 50 or fewer items. The only time that a page would have fewer than 50 is if it is the last page. You can flick through each of the options, and that's okay, especially if you are browsing to see what's available. But if you are trying to get to a certain item, you may want to navigate by flicking up or down with three fingers. I know that what I'm looking for is on page 2.
Presets, button, downloads, button, menu, button, next page, button.
Those are all items on the bottom row, and that is it. Because I am on page 1, there is no previous page.
Next page. Television programs and documentaries, page 2 of 5. Back. Back button.
I double tapped on next page, and now if I explore the bottom part of my screen.
Next page. Button. Previous page. Button.
I have both previous and next page links.
The deep.
I'm going to now flick up with three fingers.
Rows 10 to 22 of 51. Rows 20 to 33 of 51. The following. Flood. The following. Four more feet.
And this is where I would like to be. I'm going to double tap.
Four more. Four more feet. Back. Back button.
The information on these screens varies depending on how much content we are given. Sometimes you will see review information, a cast list, a summary, and the ability to look up a trailer or preview on the internet. There is not a whole lot of information on this particular piece, which is good for our purposes because it gives us a fairly uncluttered screen. Let's take a look.
Four more feet. Heading. Play. Button. Download. Button.
So all we have on this screen are play and download. If I wanted to download, I could do this.
Preparing download. Four.
And in fact, I will. And
downloading. Four more feet. Heading. Progress. 4%.
As you can hear, it gives me my progress.
Downloading. Four more feet. Heading.
I'm flicking away from that progress area because it does get a little exuberant and will speak each percentage, especially sometimes as it nears the end. But it doesn't take all that long. Download speeds will depend to some extent on the speed of your internet connection. It's probably best to stay in the app while the item downloads. While you can move away, we have had situations where the download has stopped, and it's better just to sit with it so that you know if something is not going as it should. I can, of course, flick right again to check on my progress.
Progress, 25%. Downloading, four more feet. Heading.
You can tell it's nearing the end of the day because people are coming home from work and logging onto the internet, and I can tell a little bit of a difference in my download speed. When I'm done, this item will show up with the podcast that I downloaded, and both will be in the downloads area. Of course, I can also play the item by double-tapping play, and that will work as well.
Alert, the download has finished.
And my download has finished.
Close button. Television programs and documentaries, page 2 of 5, downloads, button.
I double tap on close, and I am done.
Next page, button. Previous page, menu, button, downloads, button. Downloads, back button. Listen to Cyril Talk Podcast, 4 more feet.
And here is my download of 4 more feet.
Delete.
I can flick down if I want to remove from device.
Activate item, default action.
Or flick down again, or up. I can flick in either direction. It just seems, for me, by force of habit, I flick down. But flicking again will come to the other option, which is to activate the item. And I'm going to do that.
On sports four more feet. Invited me back. To do a presentation back button. On what we're doing. And in walks this guy, Bob Hayes. And I'd met him online briefly, but he wants to talk to me.
I had already played part of this audio, so you are hearing it a little ways in.
Play, button, track position, 8%, adjustable, 18%, 8%, 0%. Previous track, button.
Fade into camera point of view, approaching a snowy mountain summit, then scenes of the forest, broken mountains in the distance.
The draw of the mountains is undeniable.
I have paused playback. And I was able to use one finger and flick up to increase my percentage or down to decrease. And also, if I flicked once more to the right and double tapped previous track, that would also take me back to the beginning.
Back button. Downloads, back button. Back button. Television programs and documentaries, page 2, 4 more feet. Back button. Back button.
I am pressing back repeatedly, and that will take me out of the area where I am. I can also double tap the menu button at the bottom of the screen, and that will take me to Samnet Home. And pressing back again from there will take me to the main iBlink Radio page. I hope that you enjoy the new features in this most recent update. We are very happy to be able to bring it to you. As always, if you have questions, please don't hesitate to contact us. We wish you many hours of enjoyment with the iBlink app and all that the new update has to offer. For the Sarah Talk Podcast Network, I'm Lisa Salinger.